Welcome to In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. And more importantly, welcome 2021. Hi, I'm Bob Bupka. So proud to be here with Jay Randolph Jr. You know him much better as STL Golf Geek on Twitter. First of all, Happy New Year and aloha, Jay Randolph Jr.
Yeah, and I know that aloha would have a little more spunk in it if you were out where you normally are at the beautiful Kapalua Valley, Villas in Maui, but with the COVID situation, a wise play by you and our executive producer, Janice, to take a year off, but we got golf coming. And the one thing that I think we have seen as it relates to the numbers of people playing the game and the success of the tour, the PGA Tour in particular, despite all the bad things that happened in 2020 and how bad a year it was, in a sense, it was a good year for golf. And I'm thankful for that as we head into 2021.
You know, I was just thinking, Jay, for years and years and years, the gold standard was 2020 hindsight. Well,
yeah,
that proved to be totally wrong. Anyway, you know, I've been on a lot of radio shows the last couple of weeks, Jay, and everybody asked me, is there any bright spot whatsoever to the year 2020? And I say, certainly, and that is the number of people playing golf. And I said, I'm going to have an opportunity to somebody that really has their hands on the pulse, because he's at Gateway National, an iconic course just outside of St. Louis. Jay, have you seen an increase in play?
Bob, it's amazing. In fact, I just saw the numbers for the month of November that finally came out from the National Golf Foundation. 57% increase in rounds played in November of this year as opposed to last year. I'll give you an indication of Gateway. The property opened in 1998. Its peak year, when golf was really, you know, the Tiger effect was kicking in, Gateway was new, it was unique to the area because what still is the only bent grass fairway public golf course in the region. But, you know, it was really hot then and the place to play. And they played 38,000 rounds. This year, we played 40,194. And you must remember that in the state of Illinois, we missed legitimately 6 weeks of golf. So there's no doubt that, as I said, it's been good for the game. I mean, nobody would have wanted this. But I will tell you that in speaking to people also in ownership of golf courses, you know, there had been some dark days and some days where you just fought to make payroll. I'm not saying it's booming. This is not technology or, you know, a microchip. But golf's very healthy right now in an unhealthy time.
You know, that's amazing because I'm going to put that 1-2 punch together. Golf is healthy. A lot of people are playing it. They're getting the benefits of, you know, fresh air and exercise. And guess who is getting rewarded in an unbelievable way? Perhaps maybe the most deserving event on the PGA Tour schedule. And that is, you know, the Century Tournament of Champions. What a feel they've had. They've struggled. They've maintained every possibility to keep money going to charities in Hawaii, and they're being rewarded this year. This is going to be an absolutely incredible event, Mr. Randolph.
This is what it's supposed to be, and what it was for a lot of us before the dollars became nonsense, and guys opted, you know, maybe not to make the long flight out there, and some of them didn't want to play both weeks at Wailea, and why go out for a week and this and that. And you and I and a lot of people, frankly, never understood it. But you're right. This is a strong field. It's also unique because you've got players in the field based on the top 30 at the Tour Championship that weren't winners. So, you know, you've got some different storylines here. It's going to have the spotlight after, the playoff football. It's going to be in prime time. The golf course is fantastic. And the views, you can't beat it. I mean, it's a unique place. And like you said, it's like a major lineup. You got DJ. He's got two wins there. He's number one in the world. He's the highest price in DraftKings. You got Bryson, the most talked about guy. And you got the PGA champion in Colin Morikawa. So there were three majors. All three of these guys decided to go to the island.
Yeah. And all that adds up, Jay, to an all-star field. And when I look back, I had 20 years of going to Maui alongside the executive producer, Janice Self. We had more great times there. I remember early on when Mercedes-Benz was the title sponsor, and they would have a media tournament. And after Janice winning 3 years in a row, they said, Janice, you got to play in the men's division. The ladies are complaining. She had more watches than a Mercedes-Benz watch store. So, and my key, Jay, to success at Maui, there was no way we could handle it being the first event of the year. So we made it mentally the last event of the year because we had a whole year to look forward to going back there. And the people there couldn't have been more accommodating, couldn't have been nicer. The charities benefited, and now they really get rewarded. It is going to be extra, extra special this year, no doubt about it.
I don't think, and I've said this before on the show, Bob, if somebody had the wherewithal to go to a PGA Tour event, this would be the one you would want to go to. Because it's while the gallery is limited this year, as we know, it's limited every year. I mean, you could do whatever you want. So it's a unique, unique event. And I'm just looking down the list. I mean, you got Hideki, you got Rahm, you got JT, the defending champion who beat Patrick Reed, Xander Schauffele at last year, Webb Simpson, who's always dangerous. I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually ready to get back and have it going.
How good is it? Well, 28 golfers qualified with a victory. 17 others in the field, Jay, are in via being in the top 30 at the 2020 Tour Championship. Man, I mean, you salivate when you look at the field. You can just throw a dart and follow that group, and you're going to be following one of the best golfers in the world. They're all out there, and they're all going to experience Maui. And the one thing about Maui, if you hesitated in going in the past and you allow yourself to go once, brother, you are hooked.
Yeah, it's, again, as I said, it's as good as it gets. I've watched it for so many years, and then I got to attend it and see it, and there's nothing like it. So I think, and I hope we'll take a look next week. I haven't looked at it yet. But I hope that the solid group that's here, a fair amount of them stay over and go to Waialae, a great old school venue. We'll talk about that next week, how many guys decided to stay for another week.
Yeah, good point there, Jay. Actually, 42 playing out of the 45 eligible to compete. Only Rory McIlroy, Tyrrell Hatton, and Jim Herman. And Jim would love to play, but he tested positive for the test. 42 out of the 45 eligible. Thank you, PGA Tour players, for rewarding a tournament that has stood the test of time. And hats off to Mark Rolfing. It's going to be absolutely incredible this year.
No doubt about it. Now, I've been trying to work on my DraftKings team, and I'm in a $5 game that can win $25,000, and I'm starting to spend it. I like my team. You never know. The one thing about this event, with no cut, you know, you're going to have all your guys play every day. And that's somewhat unique as it relates to DraftKings and obviously the PGA Tour. I'm going fresh off last year. They weren't able to win it. Patrick Reed and Patrick Cantlay both played well last year, so I'm going with them. I'm going old school here, and there's a reason why. Because 2 years ago, he had a big final round and finished, I believe, third. Mark Leishman. Somebody might go, why Mark Leishman? Well, I'm going up past history. And I'm also taking a flyer on Jason Kokrak, who got his first win earlier in the year, or earlier, late last year in Vegas. And he's 35, and I think, you know, his first time there, he's going to love it. I like Jason Kokrak.
Well, he's a big, strong player, Jay, and this is a big, strong golf course. The amazing thing about this golf course, and I've said it for years and years and years, you could go out there, go to that first tee, forget your golf ball, walk 18 holes, and come in and say, wow, that's the greatest golf course I ever played. I mean, the views are simply breathtaking.
Well, the views, and then the way the golf course can play, as you and Janice know, it's all about the winds. And depending on how strong they are and what direction they are, par can change. You know, a good player's par certainly can change. I mean, it's par 73. And some days, if you don't shoot 67 or lower, you look like a chump. And then if that wind blows and you're 72 or 71, you look like a champion. So it's a unique spot. It's a fun golf course. I think a fun golf course to play, some risk reward. You got to, you know, you get different bounces and kicks depending on how firm it is. And as you said, Bob, there are places you stand and you think you're seeing all the way to Australia.
Good point, Jay, because I'll always make it a point to go behind the first tee, and I see the first tee, and I see this big, beautiful fairway sloping down to the first green, and then past that, the Pacific Ocean, and then there's whales jumping, and I'm pinching myself saying, wake up, Bob, you're having a dream. This is not real. How about the opportunity this year to see our U.S. Open champion, Bryson DeChambeau, on a golf course where people hit it far, the guy that hits it the furthest, man, that's going to be exciting in itself.
Well, I mean, we just talked about the unique aspects of the golf course, and the most unique PGA Tour player, you got to think, is going to be very interesting on this golf course. I mean, it's going to be similar maybe to Augusta in a sense. Where we saw some really big highs and maybe some really big lows. Or if he's on and gets a feel for the joint and feels right, I mean, watch out. So, you know, he's other than Tiger, honestly, he's the most talked about player. That's not to take anything away from DJ or Rahm or Roars or JT. But Bryson strikes a chord with people. With me, it was negative for a while. Then it became confused, and now I just am fascinated and looking forward to seeing what he does this coming year. So, you know, I think you look at the schedule, you look at the way things have been able to progress. Some of the younger guys that are going to be coming and making the scene from the Korn Ferry Tour, golf is in a really good spot.
Let me just, as we begin to wind down on our first show of 2021, I've been blessed. I've had the opportunity to broadcast from St. Andrews. I've had the opportunity from Pebble Beach and also Augusta National. But one of the highlights of the year, Jay, and I chuckle when I say that, has been Saturday morning. Danielle Tucker, one of the hardest working golf broadcasters in the business, because she does it with all heart. She has her show. I go down there. I hook up with Mark Rolfing, and I don't think of, you know, St. Andrews. I don't think of Augusta National. I think of the Cart Barn at the Century Tournament of Champions.
The media center.
I know. That's the media center. Nothing fancy, but good, hardworking people, and certainly great sponsors in Century. They have fallen in love with this event. They have donated a lot of money, and certainly I'm sad not to be there, but I vow to be back there next year. Hey, Jay, real quick, what about the social media thing? Bring us up to speed on that. I know you're right on top of it.
Absolutely. You can follow me on Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter at STL Golf Geek. Bob is also on Facebook. He had a beautiful picture of him and Janice. You can find him, of course, on Twitter at Bob Bubka, Bob Bubka VOG, the voice of golf. On Twitter is where we are social media wise and on virtually all the platforms to listen to us.
And one last thing before I wrap it up, Jay, just this past week, the production company of Tournament Radio Broadcasting has been hired once again by Talk Sport, the world's largest sports station, for our 21st year of covering golf for Talk Sport. And we couldn't be prouder. And as I said at the top of the show, I couldn't be prouder working alongside of you, Mr. Jay Randolph Jr. Aloha.
2021 is off and running in the Hawaiian Islands. It'll be interesting to see who comes out on top and who kicks off 2021 in grand style. We'll be back next week to wrap it up and take a look at the Sony Open. Meanwhile, aloha.